This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. Harlem was a place of racial riots when a Korean War vet named Charles Rangel led his neighborhood, his city, and eventually his country for half a century. On this Memorial Day, Charles Rangel died at age 94 in a New York hospital. There is much history to ascribe to Congressman Rangel. Just his name conjures up that distinctive voice heard in so many protests and political speeches.
The gravelly voiced Harlem Democrat was known as a fierce advocate for his constituents, who referred to Charlie Rangel as the Lion of Lenox Avenue. In 2007, he became the first black man to chair the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. Rangel's legacy also includes allegations of ethical improprieties that culminated in his being formally censured by a Democratic-controlled House in 2010. Prior to his 46 years served in Congress, Rangel was an active participant in the civil rights movement. He was also a Korean War vet, awarded the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Rest in power, my friend. The words today of New York's mayor.
We lost a great hero who served in the Korean War, Congressman Charles Rangel. He was a true American and a true committer to what's great about this country.
Eric Adams there at the Intrepid, remembering a man who served in the Korean War with the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart. Charles Rangel mentored many people, including the man who is now the Democratic leader in the House, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, calling the congressman truly one of a kind, a patriot, hero, statesman, leader, trailblazer, change agent, and champion for justice, who made his beloved Harlem, the city of New York, and the USA a better place for all. It's getting warmer for sure around the city and here in the pavement, but on the beaches, you still have to bundle up. Lots of breezes off the cold ocean. Coney Island, for example, where it's 56 degrees in the surf.
Is it the hottest Memorial Day we've had? Definitely not, but people seem to have the same sentiment. What else was I gonna do?
What drove us to the beach today is that we had nothing to do on Memorial Day.
There's no work today. We're just here to have a good time.
So I usually just hang out with the guys. It should get nice and warm.
We're at the beach with Josh, who says he traveled quite far.
We live in Connecticut. I personally love Brooklyn, everything Brooklyn, so we want to come to the beach and check out Coney Island.
Oh, fix your face, New Yorker. It might just be Coney Island to you, but to Josh.
This might be the most exciting thing I've done on Memorial Day in a long time.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Coney Island.
Navy fighter jets flew over the Hudson, adding a roar from above as wreaths were laid and honors were paid at the USS Intrepid.
The salute to fallen veterans included words of gratitude to Gold Star families from the commander of the U.S. Fleet Forces, Admiral Darrell Cottle.
Though they tragically never returned to your loving arms, they changed the lives of those they served beside, making us an even stronger nation.
Mayor Adams laid one of four ceremonial wreaths in the Hudson.
Let's start again being proud to raise our flag and talk about the greatness of the country.
A 100-foot flag was unfurled on the pier next to the Intrepid, followed by the playing of taps. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Hudson.
At last report, a man was still alive after getting shot in the head at 2:33 this morning on a street in Bed-Stuy. A 911 call brought police to the corner of Myrtle and Tompkins, where they found him with a gunshot wound to his skull. No ID on the victim. Critical now at Kings County Hospital. No motive, no arrest. Police are going over a video as we speak. A little child was found wandering a busy Long Island highway alone. She's okay, but her parents are in a whole lot of trouble.
Authorities say numerous 911 calls came pouring into the Suffolk County Emergency Center after a little girl was found by herself walking along the service road of the Long Island Expressway. Officers say they quickly found the 7-year-old girl and she was not hurt, but detectives say her parents were found passed out drunk in their SUV on the side of the road. The child's parents, who are in their 30s, were charged with endangering the welfare of a child, and her father was charged with DWI under Leandra's law. Authorities say the car was still running when they found the parents. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, a 92.3 FM on Long Island.
He was a robber, but to the guy he approached in a driveway in Midtown at 57th and 9th, he looked like a cop. Badge around his neck, pair of cuffs dangling, stepped out of a black Ford SUV, cuffed the man standing there, and gave orders to open the garage door, hand over the car keys. Now the house keys. This is the evening of May 18th, two Sundays ago, and the police impersonator has yet to be found. He got away in his own vehicle, but some locks are going to need changing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.